T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sterling Bennett, 49ers Access Podcast, Warriors Network quarterback coordinator here at 95.7 The Game. Also catch up on the 49ers post-game show this year right here on 95.7 The Game. Hey, Sterling has been out at minicamp. Sterling, what's happening, my man? I can't believe we're going to let you talk on these airwaves.
I know. It feels like a big deal. My Roasters debut. I will say this, though. Chris Paul to the Warriors, not a fan of that one.
Yeah. That man? You wouldn't be open-minded.
I'd be open to it.
There we go.
But, like Bonte said, Chris Paul might be everything anti-Warriors, and you cannot bring that player in here now that Bob Myers is gone. Fans are already upset at the team. I just don't think that move is the right one for this team in its current state.
Well, they need a variety of moves. I mean, that we can all agree with.
And I'm open-minded to it, but the more and more I think about it, I'm saying no. Because I'm breaking down everything. Shat, Spadoni, did I not just break
Say
down
that.
Why?
I'm open-minded
no,
to it.
No. I'm just telling you what could go wrong. I don't look at it just one way. Shasky's locked in on one thing. I'm breaking down everything. What we've seen from Chris Paul the last 2 years. Doesn't work. All right, we brought you on to talk quarterbacks here. All right, Sterling, let's start with the question of the day. Because
Sterling's been at training
He's been
camps.
At training. He's been at mini camps
mini
and OTAs.
Camps, excuse me.
And he's been watching the quarterbacks closely, putting out some great content. Follow Sterling, and you can plug your Twitter account too, Sterling. All right, Brandon, I'm going to start here. I just want to nip this in the bud right away before folks start to lose their mind. Brandon Allen, has he been impressive at OTAs? What's the deal with Brandon Allen? Because I didn't even know he was on the damn roster till last night.
Has Brandon Allen been impressive? Yes, but he's been impressive as a third-string quarterback. He was 2-for-8, 2-for-10 yesterday in how you look at stuff. He had a rough day yesterday. I don't understand this infatuation with he was Joe Burrow's backup. Who cares? He didn't play. He's the third best quarterback on the field right now. Like, Trey Lance and Darnold have been head and shoulders single practice.
No, clarify that again. He was the third best quarterback thus far?
Yes.
And you said who was better?
Trey Lance and Sam Darnold.
Okay.
Just want to make sure we're clear on that. Okay.
Make sure we get that sound and everybody could play it here at 95.7.
Yeah. No, because you've been there. You've been watching. And now, when you say that, does that mean 7-on-7s, 11-on-11s, drills, all of the above?
It's kind of all of the above. I think Allen has looked his best when there isn't a defense in front of him. But 7-on-7s, red zone, 11-on-11 team drills, like that has been Trey Lance and Darnold showcasing their skills. Allen's been okay. He hasn't been the guy that many fans think he can be or hope he can be as the backup quarterback here. I mean, he's brought in to be. Even Shanahan said in his press conference a couple days ago, they might carry four quarterbacks on the 53-man roster. Can you guess who number four is going to be? It's Brandon Allen, not Lance, not Darnold, and not Purdy. He's the fourth best quarterback currently on this roster and the third best one on the field right now.
And Sterling, that was well said there, because I have seen a lot of that over the last 24 hours. Well, he was the Bengals backup. Well, if Joe Burrow got hurt, as Shasky said earlier, the Bengals were done.
Done.
All right, done. Hey, Brandon Allen, chances were zero to get to the Super Bowl. So, all right, let's get to the other two quarterbacks, Trey Lance and Sam Darnold. Break them down. How's Trey Lance looked? Because George Kittle said the other day that he's been light years better than he was a season ago. What have you seen from the former first-round pick, Trey Lance?
Yeah, I think in the first couple practices and OTAs, you can tell Lance was trying to find his footing again, being back on the field after a pretty major injury to his ankle. You could tell he was kind of timid, kind of reluctant to let the ball fly out of his hand consistently. But as practice has gone along and getting into minicamp, I think he ended minicamp on a much better note than how he started. He looked competent. He looked consistent. He looked like he finally got his feet back under him after a rough OTAs. But I tell you right now that his peak has looked head and shoulders above Sam Darnold, but Sam Darnold has been more consistent when it comes to team drills and 7-on-7s.
Okay, so What are you looking for when you're there? Is it like, are you looking for composure, accuracy? Like, what are the things that you're assessing? Because I know when I go down there, there's a lot of things going on at once, and some people are charting just the 7 on the 7s or the 11 on 11s. Are you just giving us the full body of work here when you're breaking this down?
Yeah, I think, especially when it comes to Trey Lance, I know accuracy's been an issue with
him. Yeah.
You want to look for how consistent is he being with his mechanics, his base, but also, is that ball in the right place at the right time? Is his timing on point? You know, Shanahan's a very big, you know, my quarterback has to get that ball at the right place at the right time. And I think Lance has progressed to a point where he ended OTAs and minicamp. I think he's in a good point to be, you know, the quarterback number two going into the season if Brock Purdy's healthy. And I think he is leading this race for quarterback number one in minicamp and training camp coming up in the next month or so.
One thing Bonte always noticed, and he always identified to me when I first started going to these camps and stuff, was how the other players are reacting to the quarterback, you know, after a drill or whatever. So how are the teammates reacting to both Sam and Trey Lance?
Yeah, I think Trey Lance's play can kind of be encompassed in, I think, one or two plays, that being yesterday. He had a 60-yard touchdown pass to George Kittle. The team was hyped up. They were clapping, dabbing him up, saying that was a great thing and a great play. Then later in practice, he makes a mistake. There was a pick six to Tree Hyder on a great play that Hyder made. And you can tell that Lance was like, dang it, I messed that up. But there wasn't this sense of dread. It was, okay, I'll come back and get him again. I think that's the one thing you look for in a young quarterback. And he's always shown that even if I make a mistake, my teammates have my back, and Debo isn't out there. Kittle isn't out there too much. Christian McCaffrey isn't out there too much. He really is throwing to Brandon Ayuk and Danny Graves and Juwan Jennings. And to see what he's been able to do, keep his head up, continue to come back after a mistake, and really focus on where he needs to get better, I think he's looked really good in these last couple practices.
Well, Sterling Bennett's on fire here. On fire. 49ers XS podcast was on the Niners postgame show last year. He'll be back on this year. I know it. Here on 95.7 The Game. Also the Warriors Network coordinator here at 95.7 The Game, running all the games, keeps him on air. Debo Samuel, Brandon Ayuk. Debo Samuel looks like he's in terrific shape. And Brandon Ayuk, I hear, is tearing it up at camp. What did you see from those two studs at the wide receiver spot?
Well, Debo hasn't taken part in any team drills thus far. It's 7-on-7, it's no 11-on-11, so we haven't got to see him kind of put his maybe great shape he might be on the actual football field, but Brandon Ayuk has made every cornerback he has lined up against look foolish. Avery Thomas, Womack, Lenore, he has made every single one look like a second-string cornerback, in my opinion. He is cooking guys left and right. He's left guys in the dust. I mean, we know he's one of the best route runners in football. He's shown that almost every single practice thus far. And people talk about, you know, is he going to be here in a year? He might get traded. Brandon Ayuk might be the best receiver on this team currently.
No, he is.
And I really believe that.
Yeah. When I went there last year, his separation, it just stands out, especially in those drills where the DB kind of knows what they're going to do. He's the only guy that automatically is getting 1, 3, 4 yards of separation every time. Last question, Danny Gray. When I watched him last year, I was like, all I see is straight line speed. He cannot get off the line. He doesn't separate well on anything kind of slants or outs or anything like that. Like, he needs a lot of refinement. Straight line speed, obviously a blazer. I was very unimpressed with him. How does he look in his second camp?
Yeah, so Danny Gray, he's been kind of a mixed bag where in one aspect, yes, he has that blazing speed you look for and say, this kid can actually be a dynamic playmaker for this offense. He made a great play a couple days ago in practice, caught a ball across the middle of the field, cut back and burned the entire defense, ran by every single player. It was a great play for a touchdown. But on the other hand, he's dropped a lot of footballs. And if you want to play receiver in this offense with this head coach, you cannot drop the football. But thankfully, it's not just been him. Guys like Chris Conley and Ronnie Bell, and even Juwan Jennings yesterday. Like, dropping the football has been a problem for almost every single receiver, not named Brandon Ayuk. But Danny Gray, again, it's almost like every play is a new fold into his story of he looks great. He looks like the fifth receiver on this roster now. So if I'm talking Danny Gray specifically, I mean, he looks like he's below McCloud on this depth chart to me. Wow. But if he can build a consistent day after day and stat days in practice, he's got so much potential being a former third-round pick. But again, he has to come in day-to-day and focus on catch the ball first, then use my speed to get by a defense.
Wow, Sterling Bennett, hell of a debut on the morning roast. We got to do this again, man. You're on fire right now. You got me so fired up here. So lastly, the recap. Brendan Allen, not looking that impressive. Trey Lance looking probably the more impressive than all the quarterbacks so far in camp.
If you had to ask me and had to pressure me and say, who is this team's starting quarterback right now if Brock Purdy's not healthy? The answer is Trey Lance. Who is this team's third-string quarterback? It's Brandon Allen by far.
Mic drop. Sterling Bennett.
Wow.
Well said, man. Great. Very good job, man. You're on fire, man. You're good. Good. Come a long way, my guy. Wow. Sterling, have a good day.
You too, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.